There was a time when libraries would reach out to readers by sending bookmobiles to school parking lots, city street corners, and rural byways. Now, those rolling reading rooms are becoming scarce, too costly, and outmoded, some say. But one town in northern New England is struggling to keep its bookmobile on the road. Charlotte Albright of Vermont Public Radio has the story.
If you want to hear firsthand what it's like to go through a whole month without a single visit from the bookmobile, just ask the preschoolers at Stay and Play, a daycare center in Lindenville, Vermont.
Because we missed the bookmobile.
Yeah,
we miss the bookmobile until it comes here.
I miss it a lot more.
I miss it a lot more.
I miss it.
Now that the bookmobile has broken down, librarians have to bring books in their own cars for story hour. Daycare provider Annika Bickford says that's not as thrilling as having a big, brightly painted vehicle roll into the driveway and open its doors wide so kids can browse and choose their own books.
It's getting the children involved with what a library is, how to check out books, how to return books. They would do programs with the children, singing, dancing, themes. So it's the excitement of the library that we can't give to the children.
It's not the first bookmobile to bite the dust. In fact, over the years, Vermont's large fleet has dwindled to three or four. Lindenville's head librarian, Cindy Karasinski, says replacement costs have skyrocketed.
The first bookmobile was out of the dump. New bookmobiles, when this was new, it was over $90,000. So, I mean, that seems to be not the way we're going to go.
Sadly, Karasinski says, the kind of grants that used to fund bookmobiles have all but dried up. But one Vermont librarian remembers when rolling libraries were all the rage, even a little scandalous for single librarians. 92-year-old Eleanor Simons drove one around back in the 40s. Her great aunt had something to say about that.
Intimate, isn't it? Well, the idea of riding around all day with a strange man, well, that's what she thought was intimate, of course.
But for Simons, it was a dream job. She hopes Lindenville puts a bookmobile back on the road. For NPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in Lindenville, Vermont.
This is NPR News.